This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news that affects you waterfowlers, and indeed it does look bright for the upcoming season. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, in recent years, it seems like 60-day duck seasons have been fairly typical for Illinois waterfowlers, and if the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service approves the Illinois Department of Natural Resources' recent proposal, it appears like this year will be another 60-day duck season. In fact, the IDNR this past week announced proposed waterfowl season dates and bag limits for the 2017-18 seasons. The recommendations include 60-day duck seasons in each of the state's four waterfowl hunting zones. The proposal also includes 107 days of Canada goose hunting opportunities in the north and central zones, 15 days in September, 2 days of youth hunting, and 90 days of regular goose season. 99 days of Canada goose hunting opportunities in the south, south central, and 87 days of Canada goose hunting opportunities in the south zone. Goose season lengths are shorter in the south central and south zones to coincide with the duck season dates and to match hunter preferences. Now, the main determining factor for duck breeding success is wetland and upland habitat conditions in the key breeding landscapes of the prairies and arboreal forest. Conditions observed across the U.S. and Canadian survey areas during the 2017 breeding population survey were generally similar to last year with a few exceptions. In fact, the total pond estimate for the United States and Canada combined was 6.1 million, which is almost 22% above the 2016 estimate of 5.0 million. The surveys indicate the wetland conditions and populations of most frequently harvested ducks remain above the long-term average for most species, says Ducks Unlimited chief scientist Tom Moorman. Now, the 2016-17 Illinois season dates were the first of a five-year plan that was developed in 2015. This year, Illinois will open the regular duck, Canada goose, and snow goose seasons on October 21st in the north zone, October 28th in the local central zone, November 11th in the south central zone, and November 23rd in the south zone. White-fronted goose, which is speckle bellies, the seasons will open October 23rd in the north zone, November 5th in the central zone, with seasons in the south central November 11th and south zones November 23rd. The proposed daily duck bag limit is 6 and may include no more than 4 mallards, 2 hens, 3 wood ducks, 3 scalp, 2 redheads, 1 pintail, 2 canvasbacks, 2 black ducks, and 1 mottled duck. The proposed daily bag limit of mergansers is 5, only 2 which may be hooded mergansers. The possession limit for ducks and mergansers is 3 times the daily limit by species and sex. Now, Canada goose and white-fronted goose daily bag limits will be 2 with a possession limit of 6, and the snow goose daily bag limit is 20 with possession limit during the fall and winter season. With no possession limit during the fall and winter season. The spring conservation order light goose season opens January 19th in the north zone and February 1st in the central, south central, and south zones, and they end March 31st in all zones. There is no daily bag or possession limit on snow, blue, or Ross's geese during this season. So as you can see, things are looking pretty good. We've got the outline of a very good waterfowl season. Now all we need is the ducks and the geese to make it happen. We do have reports from each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and they indeed look bright as well. At Carlisle Lake right now, the lake level is at 445, which is basically full. It's steady. The clarity is good, and the temperature is about 80 degrees. White bass are currently chasing shad and are providing some very good action. Anglers are going out and catching good numbers of these fish. And the catfish, however, have been a bit unpredictable. Some days they're going out and catching good numbers of fish. The next day they're not. It does seem like the pull-and-line anglers are enjoying better success. Now, the crappie are improving daily, and anglers are catching some pretty nice crappie. They're fishing deep in the brush piles, very deep in the brush piles, to catch these fish. And the bass action is slow right now. At Lake Shelbyville right now, The lake is its summer pool. Bass were fair last week on dark plastics, crawdad-colored crankbaits, and some spinnerbaits around the cover, near or out from shore in the mornings and evenings. And the catfish, they're rated fair. That's pretty good for Lake Shelbyville. There's not been a lot of catfish action at this lake recently, and the last few weeks have been pretty good. They're being taken on most baits, and the best action has been late in the day into the night. And the crappie have been fair on minnows over and around brush, but they're fishing very deep for these fish, anywhere from 12 to 15 feet. But as I mentioned, the crappie are showing up and in fair numbers. The walleye are also fair recently on bait rigs, and some anglers are enjoying success trolling crankbaits. And the white bass remain fairly good on two jig rigs, jigging spoons, fished off the flats, and the main lake points. So it does look like the white bass, too, are providing some pretty good action. Now, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are good on minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, and black and blue jigs. Reports of fish are coming in around the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. They're fishing near the shallow bays and near brush and cover and bushes. And the crappie action has been excellent. Lots of crappie coming in at this lake. This lake just continues to yield good crappie fishing, and this year's going to be another great one. Mealworms, small and medium minnows, quarter-ounce jigs, pink and white are doing the trick here. Mostly they're coming from shallow water and fish attractors from the shore, fish near the structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill, still good. Still catching good numbers of these fish on small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets. Try fishing from shore near the Sailboat Harbor and Mine 21 Road. If you're in a boat, try fishing shallow with crickets or worms or small jigs. Fish the backs of the necks and the shallow banks along the rocks. And the channel catfish, excellent. A lot of these fish taking live and commercial catfish baits. Try leeches and moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set your line 3 to 4 foot deep and fish over the rocks from shore. And the white bass action, still good. Still catching fairly good numbers of these fish on inline spinners, curly and jigs, or curly tail grubs and jigs. And reports of fish are coming in around the I-54 bridges. They're fishing along the rocks and the drop-offs. They're fishing in the shallow bays and near the brush and cover and bushes. So as you can see, we still have plenty of good fishing as well. So not only do we look forward to some great duck hunting in the near future, I think right now we can look forward to some pretty good fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer lakes. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.